Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. David Hellman, DallasCowboys.com alumni, joined us back there in the 4 o'clock segment. Now with the NFL on Fox podcast, if you want to go back and listen to that, you can find anything. We're streaming at 105.3TheFan.com, Twitch, YouTube, and with the Odyssey app, of course. Let me get you some baseball. The story from this hour broke a little bit earlier. Adolis Garcia announced in his second consecutive home run derby. It's the right thing to do, even though he's not having a great year. Had the game-winning blast last night in the eighth inning that was glorious. Probably do it again tonight. Plus, you know, all-star game here. Let's give it a little bit more of a Rangers feel, especially since they only have two all-stars as of now. Josh Smith definitely made a great case last night, going 3-for-3, that he should be in that game, and you just hope that keeps up for the second half of the season and into the future. But, you know, I think the Jacob DeGrom story is one to reflect on for a couple of different reasons. Number one, threw 30 pitches yesterday, included fastballs and changeups. The 36-year-old had previously only thrown fastballs. Bruce Bochy unable to estimate how many more bullpens DeGrom will have to go before he can face hitters, but he did say still needs to work his curveball and slider back into his arsenal before he can proceed. But I think, you know, this is the real reason the Rangers might have to be sellers and are, you know, in this precarious spot. I just don't know how it happened, how the greatest GM, I believe, in baseball since he took over, Chris Young, taking this team to a World Series championship, committed so much money to a guy that had been facing injuries. I guess they were desperate to get back in, and that was the best pitcher available. But $31 million, or Jacob DeGrom at this point, you know, it's not even close. And what I think this front office would be able to do, if you could just go back in time and undo that deal, they would be in such a better situation. But for now, you keep your fingers crossed. How confident are you guys that the Rangers can still salvage something out of this Jacob DeGrom situation?
Oh, I mean, I think whenever he pitches, he's going to be very good. I mean, the question is just always health with him, right? So I think the last time that he came back from Tommy John, he had some sustained success. So, I mean, I'm very hopeful, but I don't think you can be confident that you're going to have him for any amount of time. It's kind of like we're dealing with Max Scherzer right now, except I know for sure when DeGrom's on the mound, he's going to be arguably the best pitcher in all of baseball. I don't think he's just losing that stuff. I think he will bounce back from another Tommy John surgery. Things seem to be really good right now. I mean, listening to Boach talk earlier, he's like, he's already throwing the curveball. He's changing up pitches, and he's just throwing his first couple of bullpens. So I think he's going to come back and be great. I just can't tell you with any confidence that he's going to stay healthy.
6 starts last year, sub-3 ERA. I mean, it was going in a great direction, but the 2 or 3 previous years before last year, he'd been getting hurt too. It's not just coming back from one. It's trying to establish that your body is lined up correctly enough now that you can avoid injury, you know, throwing over a sustained period of time, and I just don't have any confidence there.
Yeah, man, I remember being on air with you and talking about that. You were fighting against it because of the injuries and stuff like that. And
now
I was basically like telling you, shut up. You know, yeah. I mean,
we were hoping for the best.
No, you were right. And you were right.
It was
right
a jerk move of me to pull that out of that time.
Because I'm sitting there, I'm just trying to grab on to any kind of hope. Like, you know, hey, I got somebody that's trying to make the team better. And I'm thinking DeGrom, but you're right. I mean, it's like, hey, listen, there's injury concerns there. And I'm like, you know, shut up, Dawson, that kind of thing. But I don't know.
It's 5 years.
I know.
This is year 2 of it.
I know.
No. What was CY doing, honestly? We give him a lot of flowers here. What the hell, dude?
This is the positive here.
Well, he was trying to – he probably didn't feel like – he felt like he had to make a big move early, a big splashy move, and then that was going to get –
That was going to get the other people to buy in.
That was going to, yeah.
Hey, DeGrom.
It's kind of like.
That's it. Like, I don't know that you get Eovaldi.
Yeah.
I don't know that Max Scherzer's signing off on getting traded here last year. Like, some of the free agents and the moves you were able to make post DeGrom, I think that kind of was the statement signing. Like, okay, this team is here to compete. They're willing to throw out some money right now, right? And in hindsight, yes. I mean, it hasn't worked out because he's been hurt.
I've been on this on 2 levels. I was on it with Reggie White. Mm-hmm. Like, once Reggie White, we had to pay $12 million, $4 million a year to sign Reggie White at the time in 1993. it gave us so much credibility. It gave the Packers organization credibility. And then Parcells, when Jerry's getting the stadium built, he had to do something to bring in. He couldn't run another Dave Campo out there or any of that. He had to go get a legitimate coach. And I think that's where CY was trying to do. He was trying to get some credibility within, you know, and he had to overpay to do it.
There was only one player in all of baseball that could get you that credibility.
Yeah.
There was only one available at the time.
I think that's what the route he was going.
Okay. 214 Andy, guys, just can't help but to remember when it comes to Jacob DeGrom, hope is not a plan, says Andy out of the 214.
That's true.
Without DeGrom, he would not have had Boach or any of the others. And if that, you know, can be established that Boach was like, hey, if you get DeGrom, then I'll, you know, be your guy. I think that's massively important. You know, I think that's the biggest benefit of having a guy like CY as compared to JD. JD did some good things, but CY tapped you into what it actually takes to be a winning team. And he knew that, you know, Bochy could be a real answer there. And obviously the Evaldi thing, you know, you can't overlook that. But if I was an agent or another player, I would have been like, wow, you guys just gave Jacob DeGrom $31 million a year. I definitely don't want to go there now, because I would have assumed the guy is just going to get hurt again. Okay, 860, I don't want to hear anything about wasting money on a contract for a guy from people that sit here and believe in Dak Prescott after wasting money on him.
Sure.
I mean, but it's different when a guy is like tragically injured constantly.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that is a different kind of sports mismanagement. Salute to Adolis Garcia, though. Great article today on what he's been trying to do to get it turned around, the adjustments that he's made, the hard work. And the swing might have just clicked last night. He had one ball hit at 98, one it hit at 105, and then the home run, I think it was at 110. And that's the reason the team is really optimistic about him now, is the great contact that he's made all game, barreling it up. Maybe he's going to go put on a show at this home run derby and use that to propel him into an amazing second half of the season. We just need DeGrom, you know, to give you I'm holding out for next year at this point. I think it's really, really tough to come back from any Tommy John that first go around. Like a sub 4.5 ERA and a serviceable member of the rotation. And then hopefully 2025, he could, you know, recapture that Cy Young type of form. An edition of Football's Finest is coming up next. Well, Chuck, what do you have in store?
Where does Micah rank among the top 10 edge rushers? And what the bleep did Mike Gundy say? That's next in the Nation.